Oakley.
Sitting in for State. All right, John Clayton, our senior writer for DenverFan.com. He's presented by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. He joins us now. John, good morning. And everyone talking about these John Gruden emails. Where do you think and who do you think leaked them? And what was the motivation behind it?
Hard to understand who did that because, again, you don't, because, again, these emails were so damaging to John Gruden, and they went for so many years. I mean, obviously starting back in 2011 and then, you know, particularly real strong in the last 7 years. Don't I have any idea who leaked them? But in the end, I mean, they just basically wiped him out. And so all of a sudden, the Raiders, a team that had rebounded for the first time in 4 years under John Gruden, now are a mess. You know, because now they have to go to a special teams coach as their interim coach. You know, Gruden is out. They lose their main play caller. They lose their leader. But again, you know, the as powerful and as dumb as some of the things that Gruden tweeted out, I mean, it needed to happen. I'm happy that it did happen because, I mean, he took so many shots at so many different type of people that it just wasn't right.
Do you think, I mean, we're talking about over 650,000 emails here, and this, by the way, was part of a overall investigation into Daniel Snyder and the Washington organization. Would it surprise you if this is it? If not more comes out of this, especially involving Daniel Snyder?
I don't know if it's going to affect Daniel Snyder because I don't know if they're going to do the same thing with an owner. I mean, the owner seems to get a little bit more exempt than anything else.
Why?
Who knows? I mean, one thing we know in the NFL, as far as penalties, we can never guess what Roger Goodell and what the NFL is going to do. You know, my guess is a lot of this comes down to the emails that came from Bruce Allen. You know, Bruce Allen used to be the general manager of the Washington football team, then known as the Redskins. And if so many of those came out, you know, because again, they're investigating everything that Dan Snyder did. And naturally, I mean, what Dan Snyder did, particularly with the women in his organization, I mean, he deserves to have some kind of sanctions go against him. So, you know, we're talking about where this all came from. My guess, it had to come from the emails that Bruce Allen had, because if this basically was based in some of the things that came out of Washington, well, Bruce Allen was there, even though, again, John Gruden didn't work for Washington. I mean, he was working at ESPN. But, you know, my guess is they probably won't do the same thing to the owner of the Washington football team, which is probably a shame.
John Clayton, join us. John, how concerned are you with the Denver Broncos right now? 2 weeks ago, Ravens destroyed them through the air defensively. Last week, it was the Pittsburgh running attack on the ground. Najee Harris just controlling the line of scrimmage. Defensively, how concerned are you with this Denver Broncos defense?
I'm concerned and baffled because, again, we know how good the secondary is. You know, they've got four really talented cornerbacks. And so you start out the game with 30 and a 50-yard completion against Kyle Fuller, and then you look at the numbers of how many yards they gave up, like over 12 yards an attempt and all that stuff. I never thought that was going to happen this year because at the very least, particularly with a quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger that wasn't able to get the ball downfield, there was no way humanly possible he was going to get the ball downfield against his secondary. Well, sure enough, he did. And so that concerns me. And so all of a sudden you see a team that you knew that was going to go 3-0 in September because of the easy schedule. Now they get the tougher schedule going against Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and they pay the price. I think it has to be real concerning. Now, fortunately, they're getting healthier. I mean, you know, in the game against Baltimore, they were down seven starters since the beginning of the season. You know, they got their two guards back, and within another week they should get, you know, at least – they got Ronald Darby back, and they should maybe get Jerry Jeudy back. But, you know, and it's like, what I don't understand is why are people screaming now for Pat Shurmur to be replaced? Because, I mean, this guy's a good play caller, and, you know, he's got two out of his top three wide receivers that are out, and now they want to somehow think about replacing him. I mean, please, let's kind of calm down, but I'm concerned.
Last let me circle over one more question, John, about the whole Gruden thing, because a lot of this these emails happened while he was working at ESPN. You were at ESPN. What was your read of John Gruden? Does this surprise you at all? These revelations of maybe the kind of person he is?
Totally. I mean, I never expected this. I mean, I worked with him for so many years. I know that, you know, my colleague here in Seattle, Mike Sando, you know, used to travel with him at all the time. I mean, this totally shocks me, Mike Sando, and everybody else. I mean, we didn't expect this. I mean, we know that John Gruden, I thought, was a very fair person. I mean, he cared about other people and all that stuff. Sure, he's opinionated, and we see that in what he was able to do. But to be opinionated like this in the emails that he sent, to me, is embarrassing and surprising.
Okay. John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
John Clayton, our senior writer for DenverFan.com, presented by Twin Peaks. Each drinks scenic views.
Hello! I'm done with my segment!
Okay. So, there you go. John Gruden is out, and here's the gallows humor in all this. Is that you got a lot of this last night on social media. Hey, can people go check Vic Fangio and Pat Shermer's emails? I'm like, wow, savage.
They're young men. They have urges.
Just savage. And my response is, Vic doesn't do emails. He writes letters.
Yeah.
So now the only thing Vic needs to worry about is if somebody kept the box of his letters. That's the
down
only thing
in the basement somewhere,
he needs to be worried
right?
About. You know,
up in the attic,
some big thick rubber band around him. You know, all the envelopes are still there. You know, maybe with a little scent on them. You know, that kind of thing. Those are the only thing he needs to worry about. Letters, handwritten letters. So that's, I'm sure, the only
thing. You know what, Vic needs to worry about this defense is another thing he needs to worry about, because the last 2 weeks haven't been close to being good enough. They need to go out there and dominate the Raiders. Raiders have some weapons, but the Raiders have stunk the last 2 weeks offensively. Now they lost their offensive guy in Gruden. If you don't go out there and dominate this football game, change needs to happen defensively for the Denver Broncos. When it comes to who is calling these plays, Vic's going to need to look in the mirror and make a change.
Okay, fair enough. And are we close to also changes being made on the offensive side of the ball in the coaching staff? That's coming up next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3, The Fan.